Dave, since we've been talking transfer portal, name, image, likeness, and Arch Manning and whatever, review again for everybody the transfers that Dan Mullen has coming in.
Yeah, though they needed help up front on defense, and they addressed that pretty early. Antonio Valentino, or some people will know it as Antonio Shelton, from Penn State comes in, and Daquan Newkirk from Auburn. So you have Shelton Valentino. He changed his name a couple months ago. So that's kind of how I have to explain it there. But
right.
He's more the kind of emotional leader. Has a lot of playing time at Penn State in the Big Ten. But you go and look at his YouTube videos that he's put out, or some fans have put out, and he's kind of that vocal leader up front for, you know, what now would be for Florida. And Bill, that defense last year, I think, was missing an attitude, missing a certain confidence, and maybe something like that can help, at least in that regard. Of course, you got to fix everything that's on the field, and that starts with better play up front. I think as well, but the Florida needed some emotion, need something right on that defense. So, you know, hopefully that's one step in the right direction. Doesn't mean anything you can't go out there and play, but, you know, at least probably going into spring, bringing somebody in, some experience, bringing somebody who, Dan Mullen said, both of these guys, Bill, come in right away and, you know, kind of commanded leadership of that side of the ball. And they probably need that more than anything right now, coming off that disappointing 2020. And then Newkirk from Auburn, battled some injury history. Bill, didn't get to play a whole lot at Auburn. So bring some SEC experience there, but Florida needed numbers more than anything. Now, you do have guys who have experience playing big-time college football, so that is an addition. But you had Gervin Dexter, the five-star defensive tackle slash defensive end at times last year, who played a good bit for Florida. They needed help. They needed somebody to help him, who he didn't need to be on the field almost every play, almost every snap, who could provide some depth at defensive tackle. So Florida needed some help up front. They addressed it there in the transfer portal for this defense. And, you know, I think the biggest thing, this defensive front with these two guys need to help the linebackers out. And don't get me wrong, the linebackers themselves can improve, but too many times, Bill, they just – The linebackers got mauled by opposing offensive lines. Now it's just because the defensive line couldn't do their job. So I think if you got guys who can be some space eaters, you got guys who can go make some plays and keep the offensive line off the linebackers, and these linebackers can fly around and make some plays. So get two experienced guys here that can really help in that regard.
Yeah, numbers. And I tell you, at Florida, are there some other areas – on the roster that still needs some patchwork?
I'll go back to linebacker. Ventrell Miller, he's getting mocked in the first round. I know a lot of Gator fans are kind of surprised. I'm surprised a bit as well with these early 2022 mocks. But linebacker, they definitely need some help. Mahmoud Diabate really came on toward the end of the year last year. I like what I saw from him with his speed. But the one black, Bill, a great story here for Florida. He was a high school recruit two cycles ago. Had to do a lot of work in the classroom, moved to Florida from Mississippi to try and help in that regard. He didn't play football his senior season. Tried to get his grades in order. Ended up playing basketball that spring, but didn't get the grades up in time. So he had to go the JUCO route. Played there 2 years ago. They didn't get to play last year because of the pandemic. But he was the number one JUCO in America. He was I know he was a five star at one time. I don't remember if he ended up a five star when that class was all said and done, but. He can come in and help this linebacker core immediately. He'll be, when Florida plays their first game of the year next year, when they hit fall camp, he's going to be one of the best athletes on the field. He can play that star, that safety nickel hybrid role, the nickel linebacker hybrid role if Florida needs him to. But I think they're going to try him out at linebacker just to see if they can get some more production there to help Ventrell Miller out, to help Mahmoud Diabate out. And this spring, Bill, I heard really good things. Like I said, we didn't get to see a whole lot this spring, but was hearing really good things about Tyron Hopper, It was a highly coveted linebacker. May have been the best player all spring there for Florida. Since Tyron Hopper and Derek Wingo, who was a true freshman last year, came on this spring as well. So that stay on defense and say that Florida needs some help there. They got a lot of young prospects like Wingo and Hopper and DeJuan Black who need to come in and step up. But I think the athleticism is there, Bill, and they just got to tap into that. So Christian Robinson, there was all the rumors that he was going to go to Michigan this offseason. He ends up staying at Florida, the linebacker coach there. So Florida's got a lot of work to get there, but I do think they have the right pieces there to get that linebacker position in play. But also, Bill, offensive line. So Florida's got to figure out something there. Maybe the shift in offense helps. With John Hevesy and having a whole ton of experience in this style of quarterback run heavy, and you got these running backs who give you five deep. The offense is going to change. I think that can help the offensive line. The right side of the offensive line that struggled, especially with Gene DeLance, he was better at run blocking than pass blocking. I won't say he was great, but that was there as well. But some of these young guys have got to come around. Ethan White's got to stay healthy. His potential is, I think, through the roof right now. But he's got to be able to stay healthy, and they got to find a way to replace Stone Forsythe and Brett Heggie. Stone Forsythe, Bill, for all the problems on Florida's offensive line, the right side, Gene DeLance, at least for Kyle Trask, he can see that pressure coming all the time. He didn't have to worry about his blind side there with Stone Forsythe there on his left side. So I think Richard Garage there on the left side at left tackle gives Florida some experience there, but it needs Josh Braun, Michael Tarquin, some of these young guys to step up. Because, Bill, and this gets on Gator fans' nerves, and like, hey, why does Gene DeLance keep getting trotted out there at right tackle since he struggles so much? Well, isn't it somebody else's job to go out there and beat him? I mean, if we're going to sit there and complain about the same guys going out there and playing, well, it's up to the young guys to go out there and prove themselves that the older guy doesn't deserve to be on the field, and some better play is there. But until that happens, I think fans and everybody else out here can expect Gene DeLance to go out there and play until somebody else proves that they can go out there and get the job done.
Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America down in Florida says, ask Dave about the latest commitment. A few days ago, Isaiah Bond listed as an athlete out of Buford, Georgia.
Yeah, Bill, listed as an athlete. 24/7's own rankings had him as the 237th ranked prospect, so pretty up there, but Rivals and ESPN are kind of lagging behind. So he's a 3-star on the composite, but he is a 4-star on 24/7's own rankings. Bill, 10.48 in the 100-meter dash this past Saturday. So they are getting a speedster here at the wide receiver position. And the coaching staff sold him on the Kadarius Toney role. And, look, it's going to be a bit different. Now, they sold him on this role, basically saying you can play outside, you can play inside. We'll give you some sweeps, sweep handoffs to use that speed. But he's going to have more top-end speed than Kadarius Toney. Now, I don't know about the home run threat, and he's definitely not going to have the agility and make somebody tear their ACL trying to tackle you type of move that Kadarius Toney had. But the staff was able to sell him on that role to get the ball in his hands in a multitude of ways to be able to use his speed. So pretty good pickup there for Florida. He's got some big-time offers, Miami, Florida, Georgia, Alabama. I still think he says he's going to take that Alabama visit still. So something to keep an eye on, but this staff was able to sell him. Billy Gonzalez, wide receiver coach. Florida was able to sell. Alabama's putting wide receivers in the league like crazy, too, but Florida's not far behind these last couple of years, Bill, and putting wide receivers in the league. Not that top end, all these wide receivers going in the first round, but they are putting players in the league, and I think that reputation is really helping on the trail and getting guys like Bond here.
One more question. Just Business down in Hoover, Alabama says, ask Dave about Tebow at Jacksonville. What's the chirping locally like about that?
That's pretty poor, Bill, and I was sworn to secrecy when I knew that he worked out for the Jags in February, but I basically had to sign my name in blood that I couldn't say anything on that one. So it was not supposed to come out the day before the draft. All the word of Tebow and the Jags was supposed to come out after the draft, but you know how that stuff works. So
right.
Come out the day of the draft and made headlines until all the Aaron Rodgers storylines and all that kind of stuff too. But worked out. You'll give him a shot at tight end, Bill. And look, I have my doubts if it works out. It's a position he's never played. He hasn't played football in years. But I don't get the all the upheaval of, oh, he's taking somebody's roster spot, or he's going to be on a close to 90-player roster going into training camp. If he makes it, okay. I mean, he went out there and proved he deserved a spot. If he goes out there and fails and doesn't make the team, then it doesn't really hurt anybody. So I don't get the upheaval. I know people are saying they're trying to just relive some memories between Meyer and Tebow. It's like, look, he either makes the team or he doesn't. I don't think Meyer's going to put his job on the line just to have Tim Tebow on the roster with his first NFL job. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. That final 53-man roster comes out for the NFL, I don't expect Tebow to be on it. But I also don't see any point in trying to see if there's some magic there with Tim Tebow at a different position.
I know they're both professionals, but the moment where they have to tell Tim Tebow he didn't make the roster, I still can't imagine that being comfortable.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. I've thought about that too. And as good as they're friends, I mean,
right? Right.
Meyer just bought his house in Jacksonville. It's in the same neighborhood as Tim Tebow. So I mean, and they've been close. Of course, they've been close. So we'll see where it goes. I imagine it wouldn't be a comfortable conversation, but I would imagine the respect between the two.